more middle piece about the Achdus of Klal Yisrael and so on. So he says like this. It's V'lenivra lezer rak yisol shem am echad k'mashirom ezakosuv amzu yotzarti li tilosi yisaperu k'mashirom amzu. It says amzu yotzarti li tilosi yisaperu. Klal Yisrael was created to be misapik v'ed HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'mispora yud gimel. Zu is 7 and 6 is 13, and that is v'u mispa echad. It's the same gematria as echad. K'yisraelim yud gimel shvatim v'shevet levi. So you have 13. So just like the minion of Klal Yisrael is 13, the minion of Echad is Echad. So that's Klal Yisrael is 13 Shvatim ki gematria of Echad. Let's explain something here. I don't attest to the truth of the story, but it's certainly good apocrypha. They once explained to Moshe Feinstein that the reason why people wear shtreimels, why Chassidim wear shtreimels, is because shtreimels have 13 pieces, 13 pelts, and 13 is a gematria echad, k'neged Hashem echad. So he asked, very deadpan, so why can't you just wear one and do away with the gematria? Just have one pelt and you don't need any gematrias. The answer is, not for the shtreimels, but for over here, that the shtreimels, somebody else is going to have to answer, I'm not good at it. That echad is the pshat in the gematria is, in being mechalikit in a certain oifin, you're able to see more of the details. When I take apart something and its components, I can see more of the details. Now, when I say Hashem is echad, so I'm always coming to be mafkia a certain havamina. If I need to say it, Hashem is one, so that means there are many ways to see it not like that. Chazal said when a person says echad, you're supposed to be mechavin that is one in the seven rikiyim and the dalet and the dalet kampas haaretz, which means there are 11, 12 places where a person might make a mistake. The Rikiyim are the different layers of Anhaga that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has, and each and every layer represents an alternative to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kechavim, Mazolis, and so on. And the Dalet Kanfas Aretz represent alternatives like we spoke yesterday. So in Echad, you have HaKadosh Baruch Hu is one in both in the Zayin Rikiyim and in the Dalet Kanfas Aretz. So in Klal Yisrael itself also, you have Shevet Levi as the point of only HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's why Shevet Levi is Nivdal from Darkei Ho'ilam, and he's only focused on Avodas Hashem, because he represents the heart of the hearts of the idea that Hashem is Echad. The other Shvatim, by sort of supporting Levi, are all positioning themselves as being just a chetimtza to support that nekud of echad. Vaches is keneged neimoz. Neimoz were more chashiv than the bnei ashvachos, and that's keneged the rikiyim, the different rikiyim, which represents alternatives. Shehayu ches zulas Levi nirmas becheshel echad. Voi dalad bnei ashvachos, which you have. The Dalet Nei Ashvachos represent the four corners of the earth, the four countries, which are a lower darga, much more physical alternatives to our Kodesh Baruch Hu Yachol. Olefikach amah, amzu shukimispa echot tilosi yisaperu. You know, it's amzu, Klal Yisrael, that is a nation of 13, gematria echot. I want to add another nekuda to this point, or really flesh out this point. When we say Klal Yisrael represents Echad in the Bria, so Echad has in itself two nekudas. One is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the only thing, and the second nekuda is despite the fact that there are other things, they're only supports, they're only there to uphold this inyan. So when Klal Yisrael represents that Hashem is Echad, Express Hashem is Echad, Klal Yisrael needs to have both elements for that to be expressed. They need to have a center point, a focal point, which is only one, and everything goes towards that one point. And they need to have people who are not there, but wherever they are, they're expressing that that's that. We explained before, Lamosha the Umas Ha'olam, their problem is that they claim Malchus for whatever their Nekuda is. So for the Ummah, that their specialty is Yoifi, they center the world around Yoifi, and everything else is subordinate to Yoifi. For the Ummah that's into Chochmas Ha'olam, they make that the center and everything else around it. When Klal Yisrael is metaken it, when Klal Yisrael wants to demonstrate Hashem Echad, you need to have the Kodesh Kadoshim, you need to have the Nekuda Pnimius of only HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that Shevet Levi, and then every other Shevet, by supporting that Nekuda, is demonstrating that Echad is true universally. The Zvulun in his business, and the Don that's Maschal HaMachlis, and the God and the Don that are, and the God that goes out in the Muhammad, all of them, by living that and subordinating it to something higher, to Shevet Levi, are demonstrating that those halakim are part of Bichelet. So both are true. You need to have the Nekuda that's only HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shevet Levi, which is only HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and other Shvatim who demonstrate that they are there as a chetimtza for Shevet Levi, and that's metaken therein. Klal Yisrael was created for that purpose, to be made Hashem as Echad. Those Dalad Malchias, the struggle was, who's king? What is the Iker and what's the Tuffel? So it's a struggle of Malchias versus Malchus Yisrael. In other words, is Yavon the Malchus? Is Rome the Malchus? Or is Yisrael the Malchus? Ulekach b'seif dalad Malchus yashatach sa Malchus Yisrael k'siv ve'olum Hashem atzil v'pratasai yisav v'sh Hashem amnucha v'y Hashem l'melech ha'kol aretz v'yomahu yeh Hashem echol shmeecha. The literal title of that psukim is that on the day that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Melech, the world will be Melech fall in to the pattern of Echad. Because the Melech determines what's the point, what's the center point, and towards what does each of the divergent elements flow into, where they're headed to. So when the Malchus is by someone else, it distorts the entire picture. Every single piece of the picture is there. I'll give you a mashal. Let's give a very simple mashal. If you speak to an army man, I'm talking about, again, a quintessential army man, and you ask him, what do you think about religion? For instance, religion is very important. Why is religion important? Because it raises the morale of the army. The only way an army will fight and fight honestly and courageously is if they believe God is on their side. So, we can agree with every statement. We can say it is a true statement, and it's right, but we are totally in disagreement about his picture. Our picture is Torah is the tachas of the Bria, and an army is one of the necessities that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made in the world, that there's Mohammed and there's Hatzolah and so on and so forth. What changed is where the Malchus lies. So all the Ummas, when they took away the Malchus, were mevatel that, and Klal Yisrael, when HaKadosh Baruch gets it back, Bo Yashem L'melech HaKadosh V'yoyimahu Yeh Hashem Ech Shmecha. V'zeh K'mo Shemarnu, K'malchi Yisim Arba, Mispazah Yisim Achtos, K'em Tzoy She'im B'Tzad Miyuchud, Hu Echa K'mo Shidua. So the Nekuda that's Em Tzoyis has no Tzadim to it, because all the Tzadim are equal in the Em Tzoy. I can't say that it's a Tzad. So Emtha recognizes no distinctions. It's all the same. And Tzad is Kulei Tzadim and sees a Tzad. I want to shtel to something. It's a hard, the Koyach of Ra in the world, in the Sfarim HaKdoshim, is called, Zoya and so on, is called Sitra Achra. Pashtus is that it's a euphemism. As you don't want to talk about Ra, you don't want to talk about this. So you say Sitra Achra, it's the other force. The oimek of it is that that's the most correct definition there is. Ra is, in saying there is an other side. Kedusha is a tzad, and Ra is a tzad acher. That statement in itself, that's a hafkah from the concept that there's nothing but HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So as long as I say, in the point of Emtza, there does not exist any other tzad. It is, and that's it. Once I define something as a tzad acher, then that tzad is missing something. So the point, the pshat in Bishvil Yisrael Nivra Olam means that the world needed a point. What is it created for? A tachlis. Who represents it? It doesn't mean that it's created so Kashal has a good time or an easy time. That's not the point of it. The point of it is the world needs to have tachlis. The tachlis is represented best by whatever it is Kashal that stands for. V'heim ha'ola rishon Hashem Yisbarach. They are the first thing that came from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. L'kach roi she'nirmaz betchilas abriya. V'chein remez ha'kosev gankin dalad malchis. Shachisorin she'nitzu bebriya mitzad chisorin olu. So let's explain this line over here. He says, Klal Yisrael is mentioned first, right away in the Pasuk Bereishis, B'shvil Yisrael nivra olam. Because of the Ola Rishon Hashem Yisbarach. The first point that came from HaKadosh Baruch Hu into the world is what? What's the first thing HaKadosh Baruch Hu put into this world? In anything that I do, that I'm doing consciously, the thing that comes first is the tachlis. L'mashal, I want a nice house. Good. So now, I need money for it, I need a lot, I need workers, I need materials, I need permits, and so on and so forth. But the first point that I start with is towards what end? That's, I never start doing something without having an end in mind. So I need to start with a tachlis. So Bereishis bara Elokim, Bereishis in the beginning is what does God want from the world? So he wants from the world what Klal Yisrael represents, which is a sense that no matter how many different elements are created, it focuses on one point. So Bereishis bara Elokim, as far as it means, the Bria is what Klal Yisrael represents, the point, the head of the arrow. Va'aretz Yisrael means the opposite of that, as a balance to that nekuda. That is that these are four divergent anti-echad possibilities. I want to make one more point here. Klal Yisrael, when we speak about Klal Yisrael in this context, it's not something which is, it means the Jews. In other words, like us, me, you, and him. That's not the flavor of what we're talking about. Klal Yisrael, what is the common denominator of Klal Yisrael's mahus? What is it that Klal Yisrael is, what's the essence? The essence of Klal Yisrael is the ability to deher and to express that Hashem is Echad. That's Klal Yisrael's atzmius. So Bishvil Yisrael, It's the wrong music. If you say it's for us guys that Hashem made the entire world, everything there is to serve us. China is made to make cheap tchotchkes for us, and Japan is there to make nice computers for us, and so on and so forth. That's not the flavor of those words. It means the world, the tachlis of the world is for Kalalius, for what Kalalius represents, which is the ability to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the whole picture and bring it together. There's a tug of war pulling us in different directions to see it differently than that, to see other things. But that's why Arz HaYisrael Avayah and so on and so forth. So the Dalet Malchus, which for us Hanukkah is the very sharp expression of it. Paras is more limited because Paras was a clear. Paras wasn't an ideological battle; it was a physical battle, because Paras was about a physical world, and it was, so it's not so sharply nicker this nekuda. In Yavan, that nekuda is very nicker, because it was all about. A Hellenist was not. It's interesting. Most Malchis are countries. Rome, Paras. Helen was a culture. It wasn't so much a country. It was the culture of a bunch of entities. And Hellenism was about a certain culture. Rome was about a government, about a power. Hellenism was about a culture. So in a certain sense, when you talk about the panemius of the struggle of the Almachis, you haven't expressed it more sharply than other places. And that's why the Mesiris Nefesh against Avodah Zarah, Achduso Yisparach, and so on, was most manifest in Hanukkah. Okay, we'll hold it there.